大家打开雅各书。
Let us turn to the book of James.
第二章
，Chapter Two.
我们今天呢念第五节到第八节。
We want to read from verses 5 to 8.
翻到了，我们一同开声来读雅各书第二章第五到第八节。翻到了，一同开声来读。一、二、三。我亲爱的弟兄们，请听，上帝岂不是拣选世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国呢？你们反倒羞辱贫穷人，那富足的人岂不是欺压你们，拉你们到公堂去吗？他们不是亵渎你们所敬奉的尊名吗？圣经记着说，要爱人如己。你们若全守这至尊的律法，才是好的。我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们已经打开你的话语，恳求你这个时候打开我们的心。主，你不但启示你的真理，更用启示真理的圣灵，就是真理，又是叫人得出悟性的灵，能引导信徒进入一切的真理。我们恳求你的灵引导我们，给我们一个拥有悟性的心，有一个渴慕的心，有谦卑的心，到你的面前领受你的话语。愿主你吩咐撒旦离开这个地方，你不准他在我们中间的丝毫搅扰的工作，你自己的大能大力托住我们，你的恩你的爱丰丰富富降配在我们的中间。奉主耶稣基督的名求你，阿们。我们上个礼拜 在这里思想到，我们不应当按外貌待人。
Last week we mentioned how we ought not to treat other people by the exterior.
神常常用不同的面貌来隐藏着不同的人性。
God often uses different exterior to hide different characters.
所以那些把面貌代替别的事的人，他们就上自己的当。
And so we often deceive ourselves if we treat other people based on how they look.
希腊人有一句话。
The Greek have a saying.
他说苏格拉底有神仙的灵魂。
They say that Socrates have the soul of the immortal.
但是被隐藏在一个小丑的面孔的后面。
But it is hidden behind the face of a clown.
He has the soul of God hidden in the face of a clown. 所以你看他的时候像小丑一样。
So when you look at him, he looks like a clown.
你看不起他。
You will look down on him.
你看他根本没有什么价值。
He doesn't seem to be of much value.
但是他竟然是全世界智慧过人、刺激西方哲学思想最重要的一个源头。
But he is the most important source that stimulated Western thoughts.
而希腊人曾经有过这样一个伟大的灵魂。
And the Greek once had such a great soul.
他们不但不尊重他。
They did not honor him.
处他死刑。
Indeed, they sentenced him to death.
这个世界就是这样败坏。
This is how decadent the world is.
这个世界许多人价值观是完全混乱的。
The value system of the world is in confusion.
我们把应当尊重的轻看了。
We look down on things we ought to honor.
应当丢弃的收藏了。
We keep things we ought to discard.
我把应当践踏的高举了。
We lift up things that we ought to step down.
应当鄙视的我们遵从了。
We honor things we ought to despise.
我们应当敬拜的我们抵挡它。
And we oppose what we ought to worship.
所以这个价值观的混乱。
And so this confusion in value system.
就显明我们人性自己的颠倒。
Shows that the humanity itself is upside down.
一个人讲任何一句话。
When a person speaks a sentence.
都不是在评论别的事情。
Many times it's not about other things.
都在介绍他自己。
It is actually about self-introduction.
一个伟大的人
a great person,
讲述一些经过时间考验不能被淘汰的东西出来
will say things that can test, go through the test of time.
一个卑鄙的人
but a despicable person,
作威作福讲一些人听了都要呕吐的话语出来
may be arrogant and will say things that will cause us to throw up.
但是他自己完全不自觉
but he is not conscious of it.
他以为声音大一点真理就会跑到他这里来了。
He often thinks that so long as I shout a bit louder, the truth is with me.
他以为他评定了什么东西，别人的价值就给他定死了。
He often thinks that they are the measure of all things.
所以我们轻看贫穷的人。
So we despise the poor.
我们高看富足的人。
And we honor the rich.
但是我们自己觉得一生中间继续不断表演自己这种错乱的价值观，这种不知羞耻的人格。
And in our whole life, we express this character that is despicable and wrong.
我今天在想一个问题。
I am thinking about a problem today.
雅各书是专讲行为最重要的一本书。
The book of James is about works, most important.
为什么不讲行为要怎么样？
But why did he not say we must do this, do this, do this?
他既然用了八节的圣经来讲人轻看穷人的罪。
But he used 8 verses to talk about how we despise the poor.
所以这就表示了对人的看不起。 对穷人的不尊重是行为上一个很大很大的污点。
This tells us that when we despise the poor or look down on others, it is a very big problem.
这个世界从历史开始到今天，穷人的数目一定比有钱人更多。
From the beginning of history to today, the poor will outnumber the rich.
今天世界的历史归集了几千人，穷人的贡献比有钱人更多。
But in the contribution in the history of mankind, the poor has contributed much more than the rich.
无论做总统的,
it doesn't matter if you're the president,
无论做科学家的,
or the scientist,
无论做音乐家的,
or a musician,
无论伟大的文学家,
or a great writer,
无论伟大的艺术家,
or a great artist.
出身贫寒的人, 远远多过出身富贵的人。
Among them, many were born poor.
所以这些伟大的穷人,
so all these great poor people,
从来没有受过公义的对待。
They have never been treated justly.
这些被人喷马屁, 被人尊崇的富贵的人,
but people that everybody like to boost the rich,
有许多是不值得我们这么尊重。
Many of these rich people we honor ought not to be honored.
当然,圣经不是说我们一定要尊重穷人, 一定要轻看有钱人。
But the Bible doesn't tell us to honor the poor and look down on the rich.
圣经教导我们要做人要公义。
But it tells us we ought to be just.
所以我们看人不是穷跟富足成为我们对待他的原因。
And so when we look at the person, we do not treat the person based on whether he's rich or poor.
一个人的财富是按正道的来的，我们要尊重他。
We need to honor a person when his wealth is legitimately acquired.
当一个穷人在贫穷的时候偷欺贪婪，我们要轻看他。
But when a poor people would steal and be lazy, we ought to look down on him.
当一个有钱的人是用不义之财得了财再欺压穷人，我们要平定他。
But we need to judge the rich when they use illegal means to get their wealth and they despise the poor.
一个贫穷人有奋斗有贡献的时候，我们要效法他。
On the other hand, when the poor strive hard, we need to follow its example.
圣经摩西律法里面说，你不可贪负穷人。
Mosaic law tells us that we ought not to be biased for the poor.
有一些人只要女人哭，就当作他讲的一定是对。
Some people, when a woman cries, thinks that she must be saying the right
thing. 穷人一哭，一定是受欺负。
Or when the poor cries, they must have been unjustly treated.
所以有一些女人抓到了社会里面这种弱点。
And so some women understood these weaknesses of men.
他们故意用令人哀、令人同情的哀情来专陷害男人，在他们的陷阱的里面。
And they are able to trap men by crying.
有一些穷人因为要得到很多的人对他们的同情。
In the same manner, some poor people want to gain sympathy.
他们用贫穷来指责社会对他们的不公。
They will use poverty and accuse the society of being unjust.
上帝说你不可贪负穷人。
And so God said we ought not to be biased for the poor.
上帝也说你不可以把那些犯罪的、尊贵的、犯罪的有钱人当作是尊贵的人。
But at the same time, we ought not to treat rich sinners as honorable people.
这八节的圣经,
so these 8 verses
是人际关系一个非常重要的指导。
Are very important guidance in interpersonal relationships.
这八节的圣经,
these 8 verses
也是律法遵行出来很重要的一个考验。
It's also a very important test of the law.
当第八节讲完这一段的信息的时候,
after verse 8 finished the message,
突然间讲出了律法里面一个很重要的原则,
suddenly an important principle of the laws was mentioned.
就是你能遵守爱人如己的这一个条件,
that if you are able to love your neighbor as yourself,
这就是你的良善,
you are doing right.
什么叫做好呢?
What does a good mean?
什么叫做良善呢?
What does being kind mean?
每个宗教有不同的标准。
Every religion has its own standards.
每个文化有不同的原理。
Every culture has its own principles.
所以在这个国家里面变成良善的，到别的国家不一定是一件好事。
So what is good in this country may not be good in another place.
在这个宗教跟文化里面被许可的，在别的宗教文化中间可能被严禁。
What is allowed in this religion or culture may be banned in another religion or culture.
所以每一个不同的民族,
so every different race,
每一个不同的文化,
every different culture,
每一种不同的宗教,
every different religion,
都有他们的行善不同的看法。
They have different opinions as to what good is.
那么有关于行为的问题,
as to good works.
有关于善的问题,
as to good.
圣经给我们指示了一个很重要的普世原则,
the Bible gave us an important universal principle.
这个普世原则是什么呢?
What then is this principle?
就是律法十条诫命中间第五到第四条的那六个诫命。
The six commandments from the fifth to the tenth commandment.
第一到第四个诫命是人对神应当遵行。
The first to the fourth commandment is what we need to do with regard to God.
第五到第十是人对人应当遵行的伦理。
But from five to ten, the commandments tell us how we ought to treat each other.
像一个人是在神面前做人，在神面前待人。
So we become human beings before God, and we treat each other before God.
我们怎么样在人前表彰我们对神的敬畏？
How do we show that we are reverent towards God before man?
我们怎么样在神面前表彰我们对人的爱跟对人的关系？
And how do we express our love towards our fellow being before God?
所以这样敬神爱人就变成基督教伦理的两大范围。
And so the two important areas of Christian ethics is how we worship God and how we treat each other.
所以以弗所第一章里面也提到这样的话语。
We see this in Ephesians chapter 1.
你们要敬爱耶稣基督。
You need to love Jesus Christ.
信爱众圣徒。
And also the saints.
所以对神对人的双重关系。
So there are dual functions.
就成为直线跟横线的伦理。
A vertical and a horizontal ethics.
我们对神有敬畏。
Towards God, we are reverent.
我们对神有顺从。
We are obedient to Him.
我们对神有敬拜。
We worship Him.
我们对神有尊崇。
And we obey Him.
我们对人有信任。
But we trust others.
对人又彼此相爱。
We love each other.
所以这样直线跟横线加起来，就是基督徒的十架的信仰跟伦理。
And so the faith of the cross and ethics of Christianity is vertical and horizontal together.
当我们透过基督成就的救恩，回到神面前以后。
After return to God, up being having the grace of Jesus Christ.
我们才能效法基督，懂得怎样与人相处。
Only then can we imitate how Christ would live with others.
所以四条诫命前面的四条,
so the first four commandments
是人与神之间的关系,
is about our relationship with God.
四条诫命的后面六条,
but the six commandments after that
是人与人之间的关系,
is about how we treat each other.
人与人之间的关系就是在世的道德伦理的事情。
And these are matters concerning ethics when we are still alive.
当人问耶稣说，拉比。 请问哪一条诫命是最重要的时候？
When people ask Jesus, Rabbi tells us, tell me which is the most important commandment. Jesus replied,
第一,
firstly,
就是你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的上帝。
Then you've got to love your God with all your strength, all your mind, all your soul, and all your being.
第二也是相反。
Secondly, it's the same.
意思就是一样的，很重要的。
Also important.
你要爱人如己。
You are to love others as you love yourself.
这就是律法跟先知的总纲。
This is the general principle of the laws and the prophets.
律法教导我们怎样在神面前、在人面前生活。
It tells us how to live our life before God and men.
先知责备我们与神隔绝、与人隔绝。
And the prophets rebuild us for being away from God and away from fellow beings.
先知呼喊我们回到上帝面前。
And the prophets call out to us to return to God.
先知也 劝诫我们怎样与人相处。
The prophets also persuaded us to be at peace with each other.
旧约里面律法把这些的意念写明出来了。
In the Old Testament, all these are properly taught.
在新约里面，耶稣基督把这些的真理也行出来了。
And Jesus Christ expressed this truth in the New Testament.
主耶稣说，你们要爱人如己。
So Jesus Christ said, you are to love one another.
这是律法的总纲。
This is what the law is all about.
保罗说律法的总归就是爱。
The Apostle Paul says the summary of law is love.
一个人能爱神又能爱人。
If a person can love God and his fellow beings,
他就成全了律法。
He would have fulfilled all the laws.
那么爱人真正的表现是什么呢？
But how do we really express love for each other?
没有一段的圣经比这段圣经讲得更清楚。
Not a single passage is clearer than this passage.
爱人真正的表现是什么呢？
The true expression of love for each other.
你把穷人当作自己来看待他。
Is when you treat the poor in the same manner as you treat yourself.
我相信全本圣经没有任何一段可以比这一段讲这个爱人如己更清楚。
I do not believe that there's another passage in the Bible that is clearer than this passage.
今天我请问你交的朋友是比你更富有的，或者比你更贫穷？
My question for you this evening is: Are your friends richer or poorer than you are?
你意念中间要交的人是那些更多钱财的，或者更贫穷的？
Or in your thought, the friends that you want to have, will they be richer or poorer than you?
如果你用钱财的丰富定了你交朋友的对象，你是有问题的。
There is a serious problem with you if you judge your friends based on their wealth.
如果无意之中有钱的人来找你，或者穷人来找你，你对他们的态度先有某种的选择的话，你是有问题的。
If you already are selective towards the people that come and look for you, then there's a problem.
这段圣经给我们看见三个层次。
This passage gives us three areas to think about.
一个层次就是到底有钱的人怎样对待没有钱的人。
The first one is how should the rich treat the poor.
第二个层次就是上帝怎样对待穷人。
The second one is how would God treat the poor.
第三个层次就是基督徒应当怎样对待比我们更穷的人。
The third one is how should Christians treat the poor.
这几节的圣经
These few verses
把这些不同的层次表现出来了。
Expresses these three different areas.
圣经就像一面的镜子。
The Bible is like a mirror.
你读了圣经以后，你不是单单认识神，你更认识你自己的本相是怎么样。
When you read the Bible, not only do you know about God, you realize what you are really like.
我们常常非常敏感于人家怎么看我们。
We are very sensitive towards what others say of us.
我要告诉你，你要更敏感于上帝怎么看你。
But you ought to be more sensitive towards how your God look at you.
你的人生才会改进。
And then your life can improve.
你就会更敏感你自己怎么样透过上帝的镜子来认识你自己。
And you should be more sensitive as to how you should know yourself through the mirror of God.
你才会真正灵性有更多的长进。
Then your spirituality will grow.
这句话说，人听到如同看镜子一样，这句话也就是雅各讲的。
And it was James that says that when we listen to the word of God, it's as if we are looking in a mirror.
一个没有自知之明的人。
A person that doesn't know how to self-reflect,
什么事都可以做错的。
Will always make lots of mistakes.
一个没有自知之明的人。
A person who cannot do self-reflection.
他与人的关系不可能搞好的。
He cannot have a good interpersonal relationship.
怎么样的认识自己呢？
But how do we know ourselves?
人只能透过镜子客观地照出自己的主观的情形。
We can only use an objective mirror to look at our subjective self.
镜子是谁呢？
But who is this mirror?
镜子是用什么做代表呢？
The mirror is represented by what?
真正创造人，真正明白人罪性的上帝，对人所启示的道，就变成全人类的一片镜子。
The word that comes from God who truly created man and revealed his truth to us in his word is the mirror.
The God who truly created man and truly understand man's nature and give man the mirror to show your real image.所以我们透过上帝的道，我们认识自己。
So through His word, we know ourselves.
那么这里告诉我们怎么样的事情呢？
The Bible tells us.
你们对穷人
，towards the poor，
如果是这样偏待的话
，if you show favoritism，
是按外貌来果断他们的错误的话
，if you judge their mistake by their exterior look，
你们是偏心的人
，you are a biased person。
你们不但是偏心的人
，not only that，
你们是恶意判断的人。
You are a person with evil intent.
对穷人不尊重就是很大的罪恶。
And so when you do not honor the poor, it is a big sin.
正像对败坏的有钱人的这个对他的奉承也是很大的罪恶一样。
Like when you support a decadent rich person.
以及不应当被尊重的人，为什么你把尊重交给他呢？
Why would you honor someone who should not be honored?
以及不应当轻看的人，为什么你用藐视的态度来对待他呢？
Why would you despise someone who should not be despised?
是因为他们是有钱的。
Just because they are rich.
是因为他们是穷的。
Oh, they are poor.
这是人性社会中间一个最大的悲哀。
This is the greatest tragedy in humanity.
因为很多非常西装笔挺的背后是自私、邪恶、陷阱、败坏的人格。
Because many people who wear coats and tie are people who lead decadent life and evil life.
许多比较肮脏、比较简陋、比较贫穷的人穿的衣服的背后 可能有很多很伟大很伟大的人格。
But behind a shabby clothes may be a great character.
所以如果你们偏心待人，
So if you show favoritism,
你们是存着恶意来论断人。
You have become judges with evil thoughts.
这样第四节是用恶做结束的。
So verse 4 ended with evil thoughts.
第八节是用好做结束的。
But verse 8 ends with goodness.
这是这边消除那些消极的一方面，这边建立积极的一方面。
It gives us the active way to establish our faith.
也就是说，我们不应当对人怎么样，我们应当对人怎么样。
So there is what we ought not to do and what we ought to do.
什么是恶的，什么是善的？
What is evil and what is right?
那么全本圣经提到人与人的关系，就提到爱人如己是良善的。
And the Bible tells us when you love our neighbors as ourselves, it is good.
那么怎样才真正爱人如己？
How do we then love our neighbor as ourselves?
人与人之间的关系要怎样的原则才能建立起来呢？
How do we establish the relationship?
所以呢，米迦书就把四句话提出来了。
The book of Micah gives us four verses.
世人啊，上帝已经指示你何为善。
Oh man, God has shown you what is good.
什么叫做善呢？
What is good?
什么叫做行善呢？
What is doing good?
什么叫做好行为呢？
What is good things?
什么叫做对人好呢？
What does it mean when you say you do good things?
有四件事你一定要注意的。
There are four things you need to know.
第一，
Firstly,
你要行公义。
You must love justice.
第二，你要
Secondly,
好怜悯。
You must have mercy.
第三，
Thirdly,
你要存谦卑的心。
With a heart of humility.
第四，你要与上帝同行。
Fourthly, you need to walk with your God.
这是所有的宗教没有看到的善的完全的四个方面。
These are the four areas of goodness that other religions have not seen.
我再念一次，用我们大家一同来念。
I will say this again.
行公义。
To do just.
好怜悯。
To have compassion.
存谦卑的心。
To have humility.
与你的上帝同行。
And walk with your God.
大家念的是一二三，行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心。与你的上帝同行，这才叫做善。
This is what good is.
圣经没有说善就是给人一些钱。
The Bible doesn't say good means you give some money.
善就是呢，这个与人特别亲密。
Or goodness means you have a good relationship.
圣经讲的怜悯。
When the Bible talks about mercy.
圣经讲的善是什么呢？
What is goodness?
有公义的原则做基础。
There is the principle of justice.
所以你对有钱人对穷人一律看待。
So you treat the rich and the poor in the same manner.
你对那些对你特别好的人，跟对你特别不好的人，你也一律看待。
You treat those who are very good to you or very bad to you in the same manner.
当你说对我好的就是好人，对我坏的就是坏人，那你的伦理是魏忠贤的伦理。
If you think that those who are good to you are good people and bad to you are bad people, then your ethics is the same as 魏忠贤。
当皇帝问魏忠贤说：“告诉我谁是好人，谁是坏人。”
When the emperor asked Wei Zhongxian, tell me who is good and who is bad.
他说很简单的，对我好的就是好人。
Wei Zhongxian says it's very simple. Those who are good to me is good.
对我坏的就是坏人。
Those who are bad with me are bad.
那么什么叫做好，什么叫做坏，他没有解释。
But he doesn't explain what is good or bad.
所以很多孩子以为严格的父亲就是坏人。
So some people think that a stern father is a bad father.
很多的孩子以为拐他的，给他好处的都是好人。
And the kidnappers that give them good things are good.
所以真正的好坏不是从人对你感受上好坏的人来定他到底动机是不是好是不坏。
True goodness or badness is not judged by your feelings.
为什么当我们懂事的时候
，When we are mature，
我们会感激从前对我们特别严格的老师。
We would give thanks to teachers who are more stern to us.
当我们懂事的时候
，When we have thought it through，
我们相信我们爸爸已经死了，他从前讲过的每一句话都是好的。
We remember that our father who has passed on has given us stern warnings that are good.
为什么当时我们很讨厌他？
But back at those days,
为什么当时我们很气他呢？
We are angry with him.
因为我们用我们的感受代替真理。
Because we use our feelings to take the
perception. 我感到你对我不好。
I feel that you're bad for me.
所以我的感受你就是不好。
So in my feeling, you are bad.
我感到你对我很好。
When I feel that you're good to me,
从我的感受，你就是好。
By my feelings, you are a good person.
我们许多时候，我们定夺，我们批判事情，受我们错误的感受影响太厉害了。
Very often, we are influenced by our feelings that are always wrong.
求主今天帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
打开我们的眼睛。
To open up our eyes.
脱离魏忠贤十 的伦理原则。
To get off this ethics by Wei Zhongxian.
回到上帝的面前。
To return to the word of God.
什么叫做善呢？
What is good?
谁是行善的人呢？
Who is the person that does good?
上帝已经指示世界上的人什么叫做善。
God has already shown us what is good.
善的第一个原则就是建立在公义、遵行公义原则的这一个基础的上面。
The first principle is to act justly, to be built on the foundation of justice.
你要行公义。
You are to act justly.
这是良善的第一步。
This is the first step of goodness.
公义了以后呢？
After that,
你要好怜悯。
You must love mercy.
存心怜悯人。
With a heart of compassion.
见到人的困难。
To understand difficulties.
你先想帮助他。
You first think of helping them.
见到人的缺点。
When you look at their mistakes.
你先想教育他。
You want to educate them.
见到人的失败。
When you see their failures.
你先想盼望他好。
You first wish that they are better.
你见到人的需要。
When you see their needs.
你先舍己帮助他。
You first in self-sacrificial way help
them. 好怜悯是良善的。
To love mercy is good.
所以这是良善的第二个方面。
This is the second area of goodness.
第三个方面是什么呢？
The third area.
存一个谦卑的心在上帝面前。
Before God, be humble.
因为许多人行公义是用仇恨处理人与人的关系。
Many people in justice, their justice is acted out in hatred.
许多人怜悯人是以施恩者的态度骄傲对待那些受他恩典的人。
And some people dispense mercy with arrogance.
一个人一边怜悯人，一边以施恩者的态度来作威作福的时候。
When a person give mercy and at the same time is arrogant,
你一方面帮助人，你一方面获取上帝应当有的荣耀。
On the one hand, you may be helping another person, but on the other hand, you're taking away the glory of God.
一方面施恩给人，一方面认为你比别人更优越。
While you are helping others, you think of yourself as better than them.
所以有前面的两样，没有第三、第四样，你根本就不是良善。
And so, just because you have justice or love mercy, and you do not have the other two, you are not good.
所以许多慈善家算盘算得很清楚。
So many philanthropists are very sly.
他用一些小钱就哭掉大名。
With a little bit of money, they gain great wealth.
他给一些周助金就变成世界上的名人。
With a little bit of money in foundations, they become famous.
他存着另外的动机，因为他是慈善家，他得到更多更多的方便来。使他所受的损失完全遮盖过来。
And the motive is that by being a philanthropist, they can gain great benefits.
上帝真正看透人的心。
God can search our hearts.
其实人是看外貌，上帝是看内心。
We look at the exterior, but God look into our hearts.
所以这些出名的慈善家已经得到了人间的报偿，在神面前就没有价值了。
And because philanthropists are already rewarded on earth, there is no value before God.
何况当你施恩的时候，你是以施恩者的态度来代表像上帝一样。
And very often when you give mercy, you act as if you are like God.
你的行善根本不是行善。
And this is not true goodness.
上帝说，从我从天上查看，世界上有没有好的人，有没有行善的人，有没有明白真理的人，连一个都没有。
And God said, look down from heaven, whether there is one that does good or understand the truth, not even one was
found. 是的，上帝已经指示你什么叫做良善。
God has already shown you, O man, what is good.
你要行公义。
You are to act justly.
你要好怜悯。
You are to love mercy.
当你行公义的时候，不是用仇恨、私仇、公报来代表公义。
When you act justly, it doesn't mean that you use hatred to get vengeance.
当你好怜悯的时候，你不是用施恩者的态度来夺取上帝的地位跟荣耀。
And when you love mercy, it doesn't mean that you dispense mercy like God and take away His glory.
那么你要达到这两方面的平衡跟正确性怎么办呢？
How then do you have this balance?
你要存谦卑的心。
What you need to do is to be humble.
主啊，我是这么卑微的人。
Oh God, I am a humble person.
我一边遵行公义的时候。
While I act justly,
我没有办法代替你做审判官。
I know I cannot take your place as judge.
主啊，我是这样卑微的人。
Oh Lord, I am such a humble person.
当我行公义的时候，我照着你的眼光来看别人。
When I act justly, I act it based on how you would do.
我不为自己伸冤。
I will not ask you to take vengeance.
我不以自己的仇恨解决问题。
Or solve problem by my own hatred.
我把一切交给上帝，因为你是真正的施恩者。
I leave all things to you because you are the one that will take vengeance.
当我心怜悯人的时候，
But when I love mercy,
我不以为我是恩典的源头。
I do not think I'm the source of grace.
我是谁？
Who am I?
我自己这样蒙你恩典，我怎么有资格以施恩者的态度来对待别人？
I have received great grace from you, and surely I cannot look at other people as if I'm superior.
我不过是个效法主，怎样怜悯，怎样施恩，怎样造就牺牲自己来学习这个功课而已。
I am just a person who is imitating my Lord, how to act justly, how to be self-sacrificial.
一方面帮助人，一方面隐藏自己的善行。这个人是真的。
A person that truly helps others and hides his good work is true.
小小的帮助登大的报纸，这个人是假的。
If there is great publicity on newspaper, it is not true.
所以隐藏的事情。
So things that are hidden.
隐藏好事，这个是更好的事。
It is better to have hidden goodness.
如果你隐藏坏事，那是很坏的事。
If you have hidden evil, that's bad.
宣扬好事是不大好的事。
It's not very good to spread good things.
遮盖坏事是更不好的事。
It is worse to cover up bad news.
你把这些东西搞清楚了以后，
When you are clear as to all these things,
那你知道什么叫做行公义、好怜悯，加上纯谦卑的心。
Then you will know what it means to act justly, to love mercy, and to be humble at the same time.
谦卑的心就是你做什么事都要知道你是在神的下面，你要很谦卑的态度来行神要你行的事。
Humility means that you always know that you are before God and you will do His work.
第四样说什么呢？
And the fourth is
与你的上帝同行。
To walk with your God.
圣经里面常常提同行、同行、同行。
The Bible always talk about walking with our God.
最先讲以诺65岁以后就与上帝同行300年，上帝就把他接去了。
The first one was Enoch. At 65, he walked 300 years with God before God took him away.
亚伯拉罕与上帝同行。
Abraham walked with God.
旧约里面有一些的人与上帝同行。
In the Old Testament, there were people who walked with God.
那先知说，你若不同行，岂能同行？
The prophet say, if you are not united with God, how do you walk with Him?
所以开始启示什么叫做与上帝同行的奥秘。
So there is this revelation of the mystery of walking with God.
你要先明白上帝的心意。
You must first understand the heart of God.
你的行为才能与他协调。
Then your action can be in harmony with Him.
你要明白上帝的心意。
You must first understand God's heart.
你知道他行动的方向。
Then you will know where He's going to move.
明白上帝的心意。
You must understand His heart.
你知道他这个计划是怎么走的。
Then you will know what God's plans are.
你明白上帝的心意。
When you understand God's heart,
你才有力量跟上他的脚步。
You have strength to follow Him.
你明白上帝的计划。
When you understand God's plan,
你知道应当做怎样的事情。
You will know what you ought to do.
所以这就提到同行是同行的基础。
And so here, walking with God is based on sharing the same heart with God.
我现在明白上帝的心意。
But you may say, I understand His heart.
我也知道他的计划。
I know His plan.
现在我与他同行。
Now let me walk with Him.
你就在讲什么叫做同行呢？
Then you ask yourself, what is knowing His heart?
我真的好几年困惑这个事情，没办法解答。
These are things that I thought about for many years.
具体说什么叫做与上帝同行？
Strictly speaking, what does it mean to walk with God?
我们到学校读书是不是与上帝同行？
When we go to school to study, are we walking with God?
我们做生意是不是与上帝同行？
If we are businessmen, are we walking with God?
什么叫与上帝同行？
What does it mean to walk with God?
你跟讲的天花乱坠，树林的话语一大套，使人听了非常佩服，而且麻麻醉醉的。
You can throw in a lot of spiritual terms to explain this whole thing.
但是什么叫与上帝同行？
But what does it actually mean?
后来我从耶稣基督的降生跟他的受死，我找到一点点的了解。
Later, I found a little bit of understanding from the birth and the death of Jesus Christ.
基督曾经到地上来做人，行了33.5年。
Because Jesus Christ was a human being for 33.5 years.
地上的这个行为
，His life on earth，
就是我们的榜样
，is our example.
而且他自己说，你们要跟随我。
And he himself said, "Follow me."
跟随他的时候，你要负我的轭。
And you have to take up his yoke.
你要挑起我的担子。
You have to take on his burden.
学我的样式。
To follow my example.
所以这里就看见历史上有一个人在地上行过。
So we see in history there was a person who walked on earth.
一方面行，一方面邀请我们与他跟随他行。
As he walked, he invited us to walk with him.
所以我就慢慢得到一个结论。
And I then get a conclusion.
与上帝同行就是走在耶稣走过的道路上。
Therefore, to walk with God is to walk upon the pathway that Jesus once trod.
上帝同行就是效法耶稣基督一举一动在地上怎样生活。
To walk with God is to imitate everything that Jesus Christ did on earth.
那我今天没有意思从这句话重讲一篇的道理。
I am not going to preach a whole sermon from this.
把基督的起点跟终点做一个比喻就结束了。
But I will give you an illustration from the beginning and the end of Jesus Christ.
基督在地上所做所行。
Things that Jesus did on earth.
基督在地上整个的生命，整个的生活。
His entire life and lifestyle.
就是起怎么降下，怎么上去。
Is seen from the way he descended and he ascended.
他降下的源头。
The source of his descendants.
先是所敬拜的君王。
He was the king that angels worship.
天上不生子的宝座。
In the throne of the only Son of God.
最尊贵、最荣耀的地方。
From the most honorable place.
降下来。
He descended upon.
降到哪里呢？
To which place?
降到受造界里面。
To a created world.
降到受造界里面什么地方呢？
To which part of the created world?
不是降到受造界人最卑微的地方。
Not to the most humble place.
不是 humble place of man.
To the most humble place of man.
Descend to the humble place of animal, 不是人。
He did not descend to the most humble place of man, but the most humble place of an animal.
所以他降低的时候降到马槽里面来。
And so he was born in a manger.
与主同行是这样下来的。
And this was how we walk with God coming down.
最高的地位。
From the highest position.
天使所敬拜的君王。
A place where angels worship.
上帝的独生子。
The only Son of God.
永世的荣耀。
The eternal glory.
一直降到世界上来。
He kept falling downwards.
降到人间最卑微的。
To the most humble place on earth.
还不够。
Not enough.
降到动物所住的地方。
He went into the most humble place for the animals.
这是道成肉身的精神。
This is the spirit of God incarnate.
今天我们与主同行。
If we want to walk with God.
第三句说，存谦卑的心，你才能开始。
We need to first have humility.
到第四句与上帝同行的时候，你看见。耶稣就是这样降卑，耶稣就是这样生活，然后他才有资格说：“你来跟随我。”
And then on the fourth area, we see how Jesus Christ lived his life. That's how he called us to follow him.
耶稣的行为
and the lifestyle of Jesus.
耶稣整个的生活
his entire life.
就是从马槽到哥哥他的整个生活
starts from the manger to Golgotha.
这是人所受的生活
This is how his human life is.
最伟大的榜样。
The greatest example for humanity.
如果孔子是中国人的万世师表
If we consider Confucius as the teacher of all teachers.
耶稣基督是全世界从永远到永远人性的师表
And Jesus Christ would be the teacher for humanity from eternity to eternity.
他是这样降下以马槽为他的终点
And this was how he descended into a manger.
他就从马槽做起点再到哥哥他做他的整个的终点
And the manger was a beginning point until Golgotha.
他降卑的终点是马槽
The object of his descent was the manger.
Now, the ending point of his descent is
the manger.
Manger. 那么他人生的起点是马槽
But the beginning of his life was the manger.
人性的终点是十字架
His human life ended at the cross.
十字架有的复活是他神性表彰的起点。
The resurrection is the beginning of his divinity.
这位基督就从马槽到十字架。
And so this Christ went from manger to the cross.
最后降卑又去升上。
And then he ascended.
他不是升上做高官。
He did not ascend to be a high priest.
他不是升上做君王。
Or be a king.
他的上升是升到哥哥他上面。
He ascended to Golgotha.
他上升是上到十字架上面。
And he ascended into the cross.
上升是上到苦难最痛苦的极点的上面。
He ascended to the most painful culmination
of suffering. 这就是基督一生所行的道路。
This was how Christ lived his life.
我怎么明白什么叫做与主同行
？So how do we understand walking with God?
我就只能这样明白。
This is how I understood.
说我要跟随你。
Oh Lord, I want to follow you.
你走过的路。
The pathway that you've
trod
is what I want to do.
你是以降卑开始的。
You started with humility.
我要以降卑开始。
I want to start with humility.
你是升上十字架做结束的。
You ended by ascending to the cross.
我愿意为你而死，至死忠心的跟随你。
I'm willing to die for you, to be faithful to you till death.
与主一同降卑。
And so we become humble with the Lord.
与主一同受苦。
We suffer with the Lord.
与主一同受定罪。
We are judged with the Lord.
与主一同被审判。
We are being sentenced by the Lord, with the Lord,
与主一同受不公义的对待
and receive unjust treatment with the Lord.
与主一同受羞辱
be humiliated with the Lord.
与主一同被丢弃
be discarded with the Lord.
与主一同被钉
be crucified with the Lord.
与主一同死在十字架上
and die with him on the cross.
这一条道路叫做与主同行
This journey is called walking with God.
这就是善
This is goodness.
基督不但是至高的善,
not only is Jesus the ultimate good,
更是赋予我们与他同行那个善的源头。
He is also the one that calls us to follow him. That we may imitate his lifestyle. To carry upon ourselves his cross. To take upon his yoke. Jesus Christ said, follow me. Follow my example. Carry my yoke. Take upon my burden. Because my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Such an attitude is how we should treat each other. Christians ought to treat others in the same way as Christ treated us. 2 Corinthians have a passage. That Jesus was once in great abundance. He became poor for us. That those of us who are poor will become rich because of his poverty. It's a beautiful description. He was once rich. Now he became poor. We were poor. But now we can become rich. For us, he became poor. That we will become rich. And he started out by being poor for us. And in the end, we become rich. His motive is that for us, he became poor. His purpose is that we will share in his wealth. In this verse alone, in 1968, I preached 6 days on it.
从68年到现在，我没有再讲那六篇道理。
I have not preached on the same passage ever.
后来我发现约翰福音有另外的16个字。
Then I realized the Gospel of John has another 16 words.
我也曾经用那16个字讲了另外6天的道理。
And again, with 16 words, I preached 6 days.
我重复出来。
I came from the Father.
到了世界。
To the world,
我又离开世界,
I will leave the world
往父那里去,
and return to the Father.
完全相同的,
similar.
为我们从富足变成贫穷,
for us, from rich he became
那,
poor.
就我们脱离贫穷, 与他一同成为富足,
that we may be made rich apart from 照样, our poverty.
基督从富足来到了世界,
in the same manner, Christ came from
那,
the Father.
在世界上拯救我们, 与他一同回到父那里去,
and he saved us on the earth that we may return back to the Father.
这样一位主就讲了两句话,
so this Lord said 2 things.
因为我活着,
he said, because I live, you too will live.
是我在哪里, 你们也在哪里。
Where I am, you will be as well.
基督是用这样的态度来对待我们这些穷人。
This was how God, Jesus Christ treated us poor people.
这就是真正爱具体的显现。
This is the true manifestation of love.
人的爱是向上爬。
Our love is directed upwards.
我们爱比我们更漂亮,
we love people who are more beautiful than we are. We love people who are more capable than we are. We love people who are richer than we are. We love people who are more honorable than we are.
所以很愁的男人追求很美丽的女人，你不要感到奇怪。
So ugly men will often go after a beautiful girl.
因为这是罪人形式的追求。
Because this is how sinners will go after good things.
上帝还没有比他更美、更漂亮、更富有的让他去跟我去追求，没有这个事情。
But there is no one that is more beautiful than God for him to go after.
所以神的爱是降卑的。
So for God, his love is downwards.
爱我们这些卑微的。
He loves all of us sinful men.
爱我们这些犯罪的。
All of us sinners.
爱我们这些不配的。
All of us who are unworthy.
爱我们这些仇敌。
He loves all of us enemies.
爱我们这些软弱的。
Love all of us who are weak.
上帝的爱是一种向下的爱。
So God's love is directed downwards.
这就形成了什么叫做有灵性, 什么叫做没有灵性的人生。
This tells us what a spiritual life or a non-spiritual life is
about. 一个人懂得舍己降卑去爱贫穷人的时候,
when a person knows how to, in self-sacrifice, love those who are lower,
这个人就懂得什么叫爱人如己。
This person knows what it means to love others as yourself.
当一个人爱比他更卑微的穷人的时候,
when a person loves those who are lower than him,
这个人就与神同行了。
This person is walking with God.
多少人只结交有穷人。
Today, many of us only want rich friends.
对穷人一点兴趣都没有。
We are not interested in the poor.
那么，所以这段圣经告诉我们第二个层次。
So this passage tells us the second area.
那些败坏的有钱人是怎样对待穷人？
Is how those decadent rich treat the poor.
这里提到三样的事情。
There are three things here.
这些有钱人做什么事情呢
？What would the rich do?
这些有人是欺压穷人的人。
These rich exploit the poor.
眼中呢只有钱没有人。
They only look at money and not men.
看见没有钱的人不把他当作人。
So they do not treat the poor as human beings.
能骗的骗，能够踢的踢，能够压的压。所以这些败坏的有钱人是欺压穷人的。
They will deceive them, they will bully them, they will take advantage of them.
最糟糕的是很多有钱人根本目中没有基督徒，欺负基督徒，基督徒还要对他们特别奉承，特别讨好他们。
The worst thing is that many of the rich will bully the Christians, but the Christians would not take advantage of them.
所以雅各非常生气。
So James was angry.
雅各说，他们岂不是欺压你们的人吗？
So he said, is it not the rich who are exploiting you?
有钱人欺压穷人还不够。
Not only do they exploit you.
他们岂不是把你们拉到公堂那里去的人吗？
Are they not the one who are dragging you into court?
为什么有钱人要把穷人带到法院去呢？
Why would the rich bring the poor to the court?
因为有钱人用钱收买了法官。
Because the rich would have bought the judges.
这些不义的法官就把有钱人的钱当作是真理的标准。
And these evil judges would use money as the center of truth.
这些有钱人要做什么的时候，穷人一反抗，他就用钱收买法官去处理。
When the poor rebel against the rich, they will use the judges to take care of them.
历史历代有钱的人最大的罪恶之一。
This is one of the biggest sin of the rich in all of history.
用钱欺负穷人。
That is using money to exploit the poor.
为什么他在法律面前不惧怕呢？
Why are they not afraid before the law?
因为他有钱。
Because they are rich.
为什么穷人看见法官就尿尿喘呢？
Why would the poor be afraid of the judges?
因为他没有钱。
Because they are poor.
这些有钱人已经用他的经验对自己说，不必怕，法官根本不要这行法律，法官根本要的就是钱，给他一钱，法官就变成奴才啦。
The rich know that they can just buy the judges over because they are not about the truth.
新加坡比较少这种现象。
In Singapore, we do not see this too often.
不等于新加坡的人都是得救，不是罪人。
It doesn't mean that they are all saints.
但是这里有真正要执法的决心。
But there is a true determination to uphold the law here.
这就是你们的这个政党不容易被推翻掉的原因。
This is why this government cannot be overturned easily.
你们的反对党没有办法。
The opposition can do nothing.
但是呢
，However,
这个政府很厉害。
This is a very strong government.
谁敢讲话就挖掘他的疮疤出来。
They will exploit all the weaknesses of those who are oppressed.
谁顺服就比较原谅你一点点。
And those who are obedient will get better life.
天下乌鸦一般的黑。
So the crows are all as dark as shadows.
我到处讲话同样的原则，最多不必再讲，我就不来了。
At most, they can ban me from speaking.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你看见了没有呢
？Can you see this?
所以这些有钱的人
，the rich，
他们已经知道了，钱可以叫鬼推磨。
They already know that money can change justice.
我每一次读这句，我都读错了，因为我很笨嘛。所以我看钱可以叫鬼推磨，我就读成看见钱对就推磨的都是鬼。
The Chinese say that money can buy ghosts to turn away your millstones.
事情就是这样。
This is how it is like.
从前爸爸说不可以赌博，孩子说赌博可以制造17000个工作岗位。
In the past, the father said, "Do not gamble," but now the children say, "You can create."
老子没有死，小子就反抗。
And so the son is rebelling.
黑的一下子变成白的。
What is black suddenly
becomes white? 白的一下子变成黑的。
What is white becomes black?
所以邓小平不是真正的共产党员。
And so Deng Xiaoping is not a true communist.
因为他讲了一句真正诚实的话。
Because he said something that's truly honest.
他怎么讲呢？
What did he say?
Finally, I confess, money talks very loudly.
我最后得承认，钱讲话是特别大声的。
这是共产党人讲的话吗？
The communist said that.
毛泽东人在一定打他一巴掌。
If Mao Zedong was still alive, he would be slapped.
但是毛泽东打的时候，邓小平一定打回两巴掌的。
But Deng Xiaoping would beat him back.
因为在中国执行无产阶级专政的时候，毛泽东是最多钱的。单单他的毛泽东选举的版权，给他几十代用不完。
毛泽东 was the richest in the classic society because of copyrights of his work.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为根本没有无产阶级嘛。
Because there are really no classic society.
全世界从来没有真正无产阶级。
It has never happened in the world before.
真正无产阶级的领袖只有一个，是耶稣。
The only true classless leader it was Jesus Christ.
生在马槽。
Who was born in a manger.
死在十字架。
And died on the
埋葬在别人坟墓
and buried in other people's grave.
交税的时候
when he wanted to pay a tax,
他叫彼得去钓鱼从鱼的口里拿出税金出来
he asked Peter to go fish and got a coin from the fish mouth.
唯一真正成色的无产阶级只有一个人就是耶稣基督
so Jesus was the only true classless person.
这世界的政治人都在玩弄钱
so politicians are about money.
一谈到钱就用很多的利益用很多的好的名词来自我解释
When they talk about money, there are many fanciful terms.
每一次银行说我们为你服务，我心里想有没有搞错？是客户服务你，给你饭吃，或者你服务客户，你不诚实。
The bank always say that they serve you, but actually it's the customer that enable the banks to exist.
有一个旅馆这么说。
There is a hotel that says.
你到这里住。
When you come and stay with us,
you will be treated like a king.
我们会好像皇帝一样来招待你。
我们会把你当作皇帝来招待。
We'll treat you like a king.
真的吗
Is it true?
当你没有钱的时候当作乞丐来对待
When you have no money they treat you like a beggar
Finally, I should confess Money talks very loudly
所以邓小平说最后我得说的就是钱讲话是特别大
邓小平一生所讲的话我最喜欢的就是他整诚实的这一句
This is the only honest thing that I like about him
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
有钱人欺压你们
When the rich exploit you,
把你拉到工厂那里去
and drag you to the court.
为什么工厂的人听有钱人的话呢？
Why would the court listen to the rich?
为什么穷人拉进去不能出来呢？
Why would the poor be jailed?
为什么有钱人进去会常常出来进去呢？
Why would the rich come in and out?
在印尼很多的监牢啊。
In Indonesia, many of the jails.
有钱人进去了以后呢？
When the rich enters,
突然就发现白天不在里面。
Suddenly they discover in the daytime they're not there.
下午又跑回去了。
Afternoon they can go back there.
第二天就不见了。
Second day they disappear.
因为下午有人要来看这个人在不在，那一分钟他们早就知道，先把他放在里面，所以他一定在。
When they realize the inspectors are coming, the fellow will appear.
3年以前
3 years ago,
在 Jakarta 有10个赌博场。
In Jakarta there were 10 gambling dens.
没有军队可以抓到。
They cannot be arrested.
没有警察可以查到在哪里。
No policemen know where they are.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那些查的那些法官都收了钱，然后派一些军人在那个赌博馆四周围保护他们，给他们变得不合法的合法。
Because the judges and the policemen were bought and they were all on the lookout for all these illegal gambling dens.
有钱人钱什么都可以做的时候。
When the rich can do anything with their money,
这些人相信有上帝吗？
Would they believe in God?
不必祷告了，我的钱处理了，你们祷告没有用。
They would say, "Don't have to pray because I have bought them."
这些人会看自己基督徒吗？
Would they look up to Christians?
你基督徒怎么祷告都没有用的。
They say, "Well, Christians don't have to pray."
你不听我的话，我就把你放到监牢里面。
If you do not listen to me, I will jail you.
我告诉你
，I tell you this.
我亲眼在印尼看到很多这样的事。
I've seen many such things in Indonesia.
有一个人盗版被抓去。
There was a person who was arrested because he pirated some works.
抓起有他更高兴。
He was very happy being arrested.
因为一抓到见到他就问清楚抓他是哪一个。
Because he can find out who arrested him.
所以就派人跟那个抓的人谈判，我还有几十倍这么多的盗版的东西，我分一半给你，你要不要？
And he went to negotiate with the person who arrested him to share the profit.
那个人说要。
The other person said fine.
他的盗版就光明正大几十倍。
And so he can expand his illegal business that way.
我在印尼看过一个很有钱的、很有钱的人。
In Indonesia, I witnessed a very rich person.
他的媳妇跟他的孩子吵得半死。
His daughter-in-law quarreled with his son.
怎样都没有办法解决。
And they could not solve the problem.
如果离婚，名誉又不好。
And it's not good to get a divorce.
那么两个人相冲，又没办法解决，怎么办呢？
But they cannot solve the marital problems.
他用钱叫人把他的媳妇杀死，就这样一了了之。
And he just paid for someone to kill his
son. 永远没有翻案的。
And there will be no
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他有钱。
Because he was rich.
这些有钱人的上帝就是他们的钱。
And so the money is their God.
耶稣说，富有的人很难进天国。
Jesus Christ said it is difficult for the rich to enter the kingdom of God.
进天国好像骆驼进针的眼那么的困难。
He says it's difficult as a camel through the eye of a needle.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
这些有钱人怎么对待穷人呢？
How would the rich treat the poor?
他们欺压穷人。
They exploit them.
怎么样欺压穷人？
How do they exploit them?
没有照着所约定的工价来给穷人。
They exploit them in their pay.
他们扣留穷人的工资。
They took away their pay.
他们用钱跟你所需要的来左右你对他的顺服。
And they get your obedience because they know you need your money.
当你需要的时候。
When you are in need.
这边压你。
They will exploit you.
压到你最便宜的价钱，亏得半死，还一定要卖给他。
With the lowest price, that you got no choice but to sell to them.
上个月我一个朋友打电话给我。
Last month, a friend called me.
他说我为了主的缘故。
He said because of the Lord.
我造了一个建筑物。
I built a building.
特别里面有一个3000座位的礼堂。
With a 3,000 seating hall.
可以被人租去做上帝的工作用处。
So that people can rent it for worship.
后来一个灵恩派的牧师就把它借去了。
A charismatic pastor borrowed it.
他不必买礼拜堂。
He did not need to buy a church.
他不用租金就把我的大礼堂借去了。
He could just rent my hall.
一千又就是要借15年。
And he can borrow it for 15 years.
那么我也愿意为主工作。
I'm willing to work for the Lord.
我愿意租给他。
I was willing to rent to him.
这个牧师清楚知道我经济状况很不好。
But this pastor know that I am in economic finance difficulty.
他就把我的价格压到低到不像样的价钱。
And so he negotiated a very very low price.
后来呢？
In the end,
我给他了。
I gave it to him.
给他以后呢？
After that,
我先给他两三年。
I gave him for 2 to 3 years.
到现在一年了，完全不付先前给我。
Now after 1 year, he has not paid a single cent.
他不是你讲我应该怎么样
？Dr. Tong, what should I do?
我说你应当硬起来。
I say you should be hard-hearted.
当你需要钱，你就做奴仆的时候，你是出卖自己。
You are selling yourself when you become a slave because of money.
宁可饿死，也不要像这些不公义的有钱人或者玩弄钱的人，特别是所谓牧师低头。
You should not compromise with all these people, especially pastor. You should even be willing to starve to death.
天下很少牧师叫人反对牧师的。
There are very little pastors in the world that tell
other people to
do this.
他说你讲的有道理，但是他是牧师啊。
The person say, "Well, you seems reasonable, but the other guy is a pastor."
我说他是牧师不牧师，我不管。在这件事情，最少我看出他不像牧师。
But I say that whether he's a real pastor or not, I do not care. But in this matter, at least he's not like a pastor.
那么感谢主，你只有租给他两三年。
Thanks be to God that you only have a 2 year contract.
还没有签十五年。
It's not a 15 year contract.
那么他知道我最近在生气了。
And he knows that I'm angry now.
所以他打电话明天中午要请我吃饭。
So the pastor called me and said, "Want to have lunch with me?"
你看怎么样
？What do you think?
我说我请你吃，不要吃他的。
I said, "Let's have lunch together. Don't go with him."
你飞过来，我请你吃。
Come over here and we'll have lunch.
因为你一吃他的饭，就更向他低头了。
Because if you eat his lunch, you will compromise him.
照我这样听，这个人是坏蛋，不但不配做牧师，连做基督徒都没有资格。
I say he's not even worthy to be a Christian, let alone a pastor.
千万不要因为吃一餐向他低头。
Do not bow down to him just because of one free lunch.
他们说非常谢谢你。
So the other person said, "Thank you, Dr. Tong."
在我最痛苦的时候，你给我这几句话。
You have given me guidance at the worst time.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我要他照公义的原则来对待事情。
I wanted him to do things with principle of justice.
这是善行。
This is good.
行公义。
To do justice, to love mercy,
很谦卑的心,
to have humility,
与上帝同行,
and to walk with your God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天很多人趁着对方需要钱, 把人压到不像人, 像狗一样。
Today, many people exploit another person because of the timing.
你的良心在哪里?
Where then is your conscience?
你买到很便宜的东西,
when you are able to buy very cheap things,
感谢上帝特别施恩给我。
You say, "Thanks to God, He's gracious to me."
不应该的。
You should not do that.
全部就买一个东西。
Not long ago, I bought something.
那个人呢？后来就到我家里把东西装好了。
That person came and installed the things in my home.
他告诉我
，and then he said to me,
我卖给你便宜。
I've sold it to you very cheap.
因为我的证明不小心烧掉他的面孔。
Because my niece had hurt herself in the face.
整容面容都毁掉。
And burnt herself.
进医院，我需要用钱。
I need money for her.
所以我把这个东西比平常卖给你更便宜。
So I quickly sold this to you in a very low price.
我起先感到是很便宜，感谢上帝。
At first, I was thankful that it was cheap.
后来我就决定要加给他一些的钱。
Then later, I decided to pay him more.
因为我没有存心要趁人贫穷的欺压人。
Because I did not want to exploit his situation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们做人要有良心。
We need to have a conscience.
我们做人要明白，不是便宜都是恩典。
We need to understand that not just because it's rich, cheap doesn't mean it's grace.
很穷的时候。
Some people, when they are very poor,
把他心里最爱的东西很便宜就卖掉了。
They may sell something that they really treasure in a very low price.
几十年一直后悔，你知道不知道
？And then regret for decades to come.
我们印尼有个很著名的画家叫做李曼峰。
In Indonesia, there is a famous artist called Lee Man Fong.
这个人是苏干诺特别请去专门每天点他的艺术品的人。
He was a person that Sukarno hired as an advisor.
Sukarno 下台。
After Sukarno fell,
Suharto 上台。
Suharto came into place.
除了钱，什么艺术都不懂。
He doesn't know anything about art.
所以他很失望，就离开印尼。
And this person was disappointed and left Indonesia.
住到新加坡。
And came to Singapore.
当他年老的时候。
When he was old,
我去看他。
I went to visit him.
我没有钱买他的画，很贵的。
His paintings are all very expensive.
但是我很尊重他的艺术成就。
But I appreciate his artistic achievements.
后来他呢就把他那复制品签了字给我，也是这钱多，因为他自己签字。
He gave me a copy that he signed.
那我就跟他讨论艺术。
I discussed art with
him. 他问你原来做牧师也这样喜欢艺术吗？
He said I didn't know pastors like art.
我是的，我很喜欢，虽然我不大懂。
I said I like love it, although I don't know much.
告诉我，我画这两张差不多一样，哪一张好？
He took at two paintings. He said they do look the same. Tell me which is better.
哇，就大师拷问下去，不可以随便讲的。
So it's an important test for me.
注意看看，比较眼睛溜来溜去，看来看去，审查来审查去。所以我说这张好。
And finally, I said this one is better.
他说你真是有眼光。
And he said, well, you are right.
那我才发现我恩赐不错哦。
Then I know I'm quite gifted.
他在问为什么这张好。
And then he said why.
我说这个角度同这一个曲线比这里更有艺术。
I said that this line, this intersection is better than the other one.
这个比例更有立体感。
And this proportion is more three-dimensional.
整个的构图这个更清秀。
The composition is better.
他说你完全对了。
He said you are absolutely right.
我更感谢上帝了。
So I give thanks to God.
因为他对我说
Then he said to me,
这两个月我决定信主了。
These past few months, I decided to be a Christian.
我一直听你的录音带。
Because I've been hearing your audio tapes.
我更感谢主了。
I give thanks.
后来我一直祷告。
Then I pray with him.
原来有一些艺术家死以前听我的录音带才信主的。
I didn't know some artists would become Christian listening to my audio tape.
我要离开的时候。
When I was about to leave.
你不要走，你不要走。
He said, "Do not go."
他就进到他房间。
He went into his room.
等了好几分钟才出来。
For a long time.
拿一本这么大的画册，《李曼峰画集》。
He took this collection.
自己写了几个字，把它送给我。
And wrote a few words and gave it to me.
然后他才进到房间。
And then he returned back.
我就离开他。
And I left.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个人后来信主。
This person became a Christian.
这个人很有骨头的人。
A person with great character.
这个人本来是法国留学的。
He once studied in France.
他是用西体，用中用。
He used the Western style in the Chinese painting.
他用油画画中国画。
He used oil painting to paint the Chinese style.
中国历史里面没有一个人这样做画。
Not something that is done in the Chinese history.
他艺术的成就很大。
He had great artistic accomplishment.
最后他找到了主了。
But finally he found the Lord.
那我告诉你。
I tell you this.
他懂得怎样尊重那些有艺术的人。
He knew how to respect those who are artistic.
他不像有钱人随便低头的。
He would not bow towards the rich.
那么当苏卡诺要死以前
，Before Sukarno died，
就给他看一个很大的东西
，showed him a very large object.
是 National Museum of Fine Art of Indonesia.
It's from the National Museum of Fine Arts.
可惜苏卡诺死了
，But Sukarno died.
现在好像盖起来了
，Maybe it's built up again.
但是政府花多少钱买艺术，是我们没有办法知道，差不多没有的。
We do not know how much the government will spend on art.
最难过的事情是什么呢
？But the saddest part of it all.
我讲出来，你们也一定难过的。
Maybe you will be sad also.
存在仓库里面三百多张最好的图画，有一百五十八张给一个新加坡人偷掉了。
Out of 300 the best work, 158 was stolen by a Singaporean.
那么如果你不难过，你大概不是人。
If you are not saddened by this, maybe you are not too human.
这个人来来去去，新加坡交给他。
This person has been flying towards Singapore.
租了一个房子。
He rented a place.
用钱。
With money.
收买看这个保守仓库的那个人工人。
He bought the storekeeper.
一张一张拿出来。
And then the storekeeper would steal the painting for him.
拿了158张偷掉，还没有人知道。
And he stole 158 paintings.
后来怎么发现的
？How did we find out later?
新加坡 Christie 特卖印尼的 Raden Saleh 的图画。
Once in Christie, there was an auction on this work from Indonesia for a few million dollars.
那么拍卖的图画一登出来的时候
，when the painting was published,
印尼人发现这个是我们馆里面镇馆之宝。
Indonesian discovered this was our national treasure.
到仓库里面去找
，they went to the store,
发现没有了
，it was gone.
快点追
，and they tried to go after it. They chased after Christie.
结果呢
？In the end,
找到了
，they found it.
所以一个人把 这些东西偷出去。
It was stolen by one person.
去抓这个人的时候
，When they want to arrest him，
他已经不在印尼了。
He already escaped.
他的房子里面还有28张原画，就被他拿回来了。
They recovered 28 originals.
你看到了没有
？Can you see this？
钱可以叫鬼推磨。
Money can create great havoc.
老实讲
，Strictly speaking，
看见钱最推磨的就是鬼。
Those who do all things because of money are like the ghosts.
上个礼拜我对你说
，Last week I said to you，
看见你穿的绫罗绸缎就摇尾巴的。
When a person looks at someone who is rich，
看见你楼兰的破衣服就向你吠的，这个人不是人是狗。
And then we bark at those who are poor. This is not a human being but a dog.
基督徒要有骨头。
Christians need to have the right character.
基督徒 不能对穷人看不起。
We should not look down on the poor.
基督徒不能对有钱人，我们就这样出卖自己。
And compromise with the rich and sell ourselves.
这些有钱人做什么事呢？
What would the rich do?
他们欺压你们基督徒。
They exploit you Christians.
他们把你们拉到公堂去。
They drag you to the courts.
他们亵渎你们所信的上。
They slander the noble name of your God.
那你还要讨好他吗？
And why would you still be nice
to them? 你为什么这样尊重这些人？
Why do you honor them so much?
上个礼拜有一个人对我说，
Last week someone said to me,
唐牧师，我的未婚妻找一份工作。
Dr. Dong, my fiance look for a job.
薪水很好，
with good pay.
而且他已经等三年才找到这种价格的工作。
And he has looked for the job for 3 years.
但是有一个条件，
But there is a catch.
那 我那时候很累，讲完道我要上楼休息了。
I was very tired about finish
preaching. 他说：“给我简单的讲，简单好了几句好了。”
That person said, "Just give me a few words."
我问他条件是什么？
I asked the person, "What's the catch?"
条件是我的未婚妻要天天穿回教的白衣白帽，把眼睛留出来，在公司办事。
The catch is that my fiance has to wear the veil and just reveal a little bit of the eyes.
我说你的未婚妻是回教徒吗？
I said, "Is your fiance a Muslim?"
不是，她是基督徒。
He said, "No, she's a
Christian." 如果她是基督徒
，If she's a Christian，
那为什么她戴回教的那个只撑着两粒眼睛的那种蚊帐呢
？Why would she wear this veil？
因为薪水嘛。
Because of the pay。
哦，你为了那一份薪水出卖信仰，对吗
？So you are betraying your faith because of the pay。
我不回答你的问题。
I won't answer your question。
你自己回答。
You answer yourself。
我就坐电梯上了吉隆坡我的房间去。
And so I took the escalator to my room.
他最后一句话说什么？
The last thing this person said,
我明白了。
I now understand.
我不要那一分钱。
I do not want this money.
有钱人。
The rich.
不但欺压你。
Not only will exploit you.
不但把你拉上公堂。
Or drag you to the courts.
他亵渎你的上帝。
He will slander your God.
你还向他屈服吗？
Would you still compromise with
him? 亵渎那尊贵的名。
Slander the noble name of him.
就是你靠着可以得救的耶稣基督的。
To whom you belong.
你知道不知道？
Do you not know this?
基督徒。
Christians,
我们怎么做人？
How do we live our
我们怎么待有钱人？
How do we treat the rich?
我们怎么待穷人？
How do we treat the poor?
当你真正爱穷人的时候，
When you truly love the poor,
真正关心他们的时候，
When you truly care for them,
你就是爱人如己。
Then indeed you love others as yourself.
基督教的伦理，
The ethics of Christians.
雅各书特别讲要有行为。
The book of James said we need to work it out.
雅各书讲行为的时候，
When he talks about works,
用八节的圣经谈到怎样对待穷人问题。
James used 8 verses just on the poor.
而对待穷人的总结，
And the summary is,
你真正尊重穷人，就是你爱人如己的真正的事情。
And when you honor the poor, it is really when you love your neighbor as yourself.
遵守这至真的律法，
And when you keep the royal law,
才是好。
You are doing right.
愿上帝帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
明白我们今天所听的道理。
That we understand the sermon this evening.
我们大家站起来。
Let us all rise.
我们一同念第一到第八节。
Let us read from verses 1 to 8.
一方面一方面念，一方面思想。
As we read, let us meditate on it.
一方面念，一方面审查自己。
And to search ourselves.
一方面念，一方面求主给我们力量。
And ask the Lord to strengthen us.
我们大家开声来读。
Let us read it together.
我的弟兄们。你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，便不可按着外貌待人。若有一个人戴着金戒指，穿着华美衣服进你们的会堂去，又有一个穷人穿着肮脏的衣服也进去，你们就重看那穿华美衣服的人，说请坐在这好位置上，又对那穷人说，你站在那里，我坐在我脚凳的下面，这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意论断人？我亲爱的弟兄们， 倾听，上帝岂不是拣选了世界上的穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？你们反倒羞辱贫穷人，那富足的人岂不是欺压你们，拉你们到公堂去吗？他们不是亵渎你们所敬奉的尊名吗？经上记着说，要爱人如己，你们若全守这至尊的律法，才是好的。我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
这一生活在世界上。
That in our life.
我们与主同行。
We will walk with him.
我们像耶稣基督。
We will be like Jesus Christ.
我们爱人如己。
Then we will love others as ourselves.
我们不轻看穷人。
We will not look down on the poor.
我们不奉承那有钱的人。
Or compromise with the rich.
我们要照着真理来行。
We will walk with the truth.
我们行公义，好怜悯。
We will act justly and love mercy.
谦卑的心与上帝同行。
And with humility walk with our God.
效法基督道成肉身。
We will imitate Christ incarnate.
降卑自我。
Who is humble in his birth.
升上十字架。
Who ascended to the cross.
成全上帝的旨意。
To fulfill God's will.